Education isn't the only thing left on the legislature's plate. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez is our Capitol correspondent, and she's joining us to walk us through what lawmakers need to do in the 60 hours before they gavel out. Hi, Alexandra.
Hello, Lori.
So what's the legislature's workload look like right now?
It's huge. At the start of session, the governor said he wanted action on education, on a gas line project, and on retirement. None of that is done. In addition to the education bill, the Senate still needs to move on their plan for dealing with the public employee retirement system. There's been reluctance to adopt the pension payment plan on the Senate side because they don't want to obligate future legislatures to make these massive annual payments as they are seeing oil revenues decline. They still want to put money in. They've said, okay, we're going to meet that constitutional obligation, but they don't want to have a dollar figure like the governor is proposing. But at least the Senate's got most of the major bills out of its court. The House is in much more dire shape. They're still dealing with the gas line bill in committee, and they also haven't released their capital budget. And since coming up with a budget is the legislature's one constitutional obligation, that's a pretty big deal.
Well, what are the prospects for getting all of that done by their deadline?
Well, they're definitely not getting out early. Even though political leadership had wanted to get out before Easter Sunday, having the capital budget still unfinished kills that hope because the capital budget needs to sit for 24 hours before representatives can even vote on it. The legislature could still finish by midnight on Sunday, but that's only if everything goes to plan.
Alexandra, explain for us what happens if they run late.
Well, nothing really happens to the legislature. They can extend the session for another 10 days if they so choose, while keeping all outstanding bills moving. They could also end their regular session and go into special, focusing only on bills they really want to let live. But there are potentially huge impacts to the elections. If the legislature gavels out late, it could push citizens' initiatives to regulate marijuana, slow down the proposed bubble mine, and hike up the minimum wage off the ballot. Those initiatives are seen as attracting liberal-minded voters that might also support a referendum to repeal the new oil tax law, which would still stay on the ballot.
Last week, the House passed a minimum wage bill that would have preempted one of those initiatives in a pretty tight vote. Have we seen any action there?
We haven't. Before the House even took up that bill for a vote, a number of senators had said they don't support it either because they don't want to be perceived as electioneering or because they're just not that into the bill itself. So we haven't even seen a meeting scheduled, but there's kind of a game of chicken going on where a number of the Senate's priority bills have been outstanding. The House, for example, the House has had a bill to advance a Kinnick Arm Bridge project, which is a priority of the Senate president for a while now. They also have an omnibus crime bill that's a priority of the majority leader. And because they still have their hands on the capital budget, they are kind of in a position of power in terms of as far as funding is concerned. But so far, we haven't seen anything there. It's something where, you can't rule it out, but there's definitely reluctance on their side to touch the issue.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Alexandra, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Lori.
That was APRN's Capitol correspondent, Alexandra Gutierrez, joining us from Juneau.